time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. We're talking to Sarah Streitz, a Twin Cities singer-songwriter, and she has a new album out. You've heard the song Shake Shake here on Northern Community Radio. Now the whole album is coming out, and welcome to our program, Sarah.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate the support up there. I know you guys have played my other records as well, so thank you.
You're welcome, and I appreciate it. So here, can I ask a really selfish question?
Yeah.
Where in the world does a Twin City singer-songwriter get your particular sound? It's so unique and interesting, and none of us would guess that you're from Minnesota by your sound, other than the words you sing about. Where does that come from?
Well, I don't know. I always been a little bit into languages. Studying French, and I lived in a Spanish-speaking place for a while, and growing up, I like to speak in an accent, so I think, and the other thing is, I really was not a singer until I picked up the guitar like 8 years ago and started learning an instrument, and I think I just wasn't comfortable singing in my own, without kind of this little attitude with it that had a little bit of Southern to it.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of the songwriters I listen to, most of them really, the ones that I admire are from south of the Mason-Dixon line. So,
well, you definitely have that sound, and I really appreciate it. Then, and I'm happy you answered my little selfish question, because I love the sound of your voice, and I love the fact that no one would ever guess you're from Minneapolis, so that's kind of fun. So tell us about this new album you have. We just heard the song Shake Shake, and the album is called Cut Flowers, and today is the release date, right? The 9th? Yeah, today is the release date.
Yep. So, it's out on all streaming platforms, and you can buy physical copies on Bandcamp as well.
Great. So it's called Cut Flowers. Tell us about that title.
Well, it's really, this record, 7 of the 11 songs were songs that have been around and that just didn't make it on my other two records for whatever reason. And they were kind of hanging around, and I was still playing them live. And I kind of thought, well, I don't want these to just be passed by. And so I had this idea just to record them really quickly. We just did like 3 takes of every song, tracked it live, and the only dub overs were the lead guitar player. So, and I did sing everything live, except I think there were 2 tracks that we had to do the singing again over a different rhythm track or something. So in a way, like Cut Flowers, they were flowers that had been cut from previous records, but also a cut flower bouquet is like you go out to your garden, you pick this flower, that flower, and they're all different, but when you put them together, they're like one unit. And this record it's not a concept album. It has a lot of varying styles, sort of like there's kind of the honky tonk rocker songs, and then there's some kind of Latin infused songs and some ballads and some kind of funky dancey songs. So, it wasn't like I set out to write this record. It just all was just sort of a random throwing together some of these things I already had and then adding a few new songs. And that idea came to me. I decided to use this picture of Hank Williams that I had painted with myself kind of looking to the past, but also looking out to the future on the cover art. And so, and the Cut Flowers is also a lyric in the last song on the record where I say, like a cut flower, it's a sturdy stem I lack. So there's all this deep meaning. My mother died when I was 30, and that song, that track 11, is about that. So, and Hank Williams is just kind of a cut flower. His life was cut short. He had the back problems, so he really did lack a sturdy stem. There's all kinds of multiple meanings that maybe are just personal for me, but other people won't necessarily know that looking at the album art.
That's such a treat, though, when a person discovers that there's this extra meaning behind a song that you already like. You know, like I really enjoy a song, and then I find out there's even a deeper meaning to it, to the artist. That's such a great thing. And you're talking about the artwork on the cover, and it's so funny. I was just doing a recording of a show where a woman gives me all these country albums, old time country albums. And or old timey albums, and that's not fair to just call it country. And there actually is another album cover where someone puts a painting of Hank Williams on there, and it's not that they did it themselves, but it was so surprising after seeing your album to see this old album from way back with the same look of, and I'm sure the look of Hank Williams, of course, that's who he is, so it has to look like that. So. Yeah. It's very fun to see that on your album. So tell us about this song, Shake Shake. It's very fun and light and happy and a great song. Tell us about how you came up with that.
That's the song also. It's been hanging around for a while. I wrote it, 8 years ago, maybe not quite that long, maybe 6 years ago, when I was in the middle of taking these guitar lessons and I had yet to perform or do anything publicly. And I was learning a certain chord, and I had been listening to some songs on the Rolling Stones' Bigger Bang record, and there was a chord that I was trying to figure out. And so then I was like, oh, I want to write a song, you know, that's kind of Rolling Stones-y with that chord. And so it was just kind of a nothing song that I think it was just these impressions that, you know, maybe I had taken a note about something on my phone here and there. And then I just mash the lyrics together, and just the whole thing is just light, and there's not much to it, but it just has like a funky groove, and it's just a fun song. And it's kind of in these times we're living in right now, it's pretty heavy, everything going on in the world. And it's kind of refreshing. I think I that was part of the reason I decided to have that be the single, just because, you know, it's kind of one of those things that you sing along to and maybe start dancing in your quarantine living room when you hear it.
Yes, and we appreciate that, because there's not any public dancing these days, so that's very fun.
Right.
So I'm 59, so you're just a young whippersnapper to me. But I want to say you didn't start out this way as a musician. You started later in life. How did that come about?
Yeah. Well, I was 46 years old and like 8 years ago, and my daughter was taking guitar lessons at a local place here in Minneapolis. And at the last minute, she refused to go to her lesson. And I just on the spur of the moment said, well, I'll go then. And I just started taking lessons. I had never studied music before. I was really terrible at first. I couldn't even get the strumming and the, you know, I thought, oh, there's no way. But I just kept working at it. And I practiced a lot for like the first couple of years. I really was playing every day, you know, 3 to 5 hours, you know, depending on the day. I was just every day at it. And I wrote a lot of songs during that time period. So, you know, it doesn't take, if you're doing that and you're just kind of playing these simple 3-4 chord songs, it doesn't take that long to get up to a certain level. And I have good rhythm and all that. So everything kind of came together. And the singing, I don't know, that wasn't there at first. And then I just started singing some of the songs I was writing in my lessons with the teacher, kind of thing. And eventually I just got enough gumption to record some demos and then, you know, kind of work, get a band together at first. I played with some different guys along the way. The last few years I've been with the Set backing band, but it was really a kind of an unusual turn that my life took, because I was a teacher of adult immigrants for a lot of years when I was raising my kids. And, you know, I just had never done anything like that. So
it's very exciting to know that you, at your age, you're able to take up a new project like that and have it be meaningful and worthwhile. And we appreciate it because we get to hear the results of it. You mentioned your band you have on this album, kind of a who's who of Twin Cities musicians on there. Let me just say, this is Sarah Streitz I'm talking to. She has a new album out called Cut Flowers. Tell us about your band for this album.
Yeah, well, I've been playing with these guys. They're just fantastic. Greg Schutte is the drummer, and he was the engineer and the co-producer. He co-produced this record with me. He produced my second record, and he's played drums on all three and added percussion, and he did some backing vocals on this, on one of the songs on this record. And then Nick Salisbury is the bassist, and he produced my first record and has been playing with me longest, probably for the last, I don't know, almost from the start of when I started having gigs. And then Blair Krivenik is the lead guitarist, and he played on the last album as well. So they all have, you know, other projects. Greg Schutte and Nick Salisbury tour nationally with Ryan Bingham, and they play with all kinds of very reputable local bands and have had projects with other national people. And then Blair, he played with Sunday Night and the Lakers, and he plays with the Dollies and various other, many other people too. So, you know, these guys are like professional sidemen, and they've just stuck with it with me. And so I'm really happy and honored that they want to play, because they're great. They never need to be told what to do. They just know, they get it. They get the, and as time has passed, we had played these songs enough that we just went into the studio. We didn't really, there was no really much of anything that we needed to do except just say, okay, let's play this one. By the time I was ready to put these down.
Wow, that's great. Let's change gears a little bit. You have, so I think you said, are there 11 or 12 tracks on the album? I can't remember.
There are 11.
Yeah.
11.
And there's a song on there. There's a couple that are very different than the rest of them. And one of them in particular, I was listening to, I listened to it about four times in a row because it's so meaningful, is the song Keto. Do you want to talk about that song? It's very different than the Shake Shake that we talked about already.
Yeah. Years ago, my husband and I were teaching in Ecuador, in Quito, at a Ecuadorian school, and I was pregnant with our first child, and I had a full, you know, everything was fine. I gave birth full term, and then I had these complications related to RH factor, and the baby, he only lived for 13 hours. Mm. So that song is just about that time. And, you know, that the way the song, I had that one again. I wrote that more in the beginning when I was first playing guitar and started writing songs. That was one of my early songs, but I think I was just hesitant to put it on a record because it's just so personal, and I didn't quite know if it was the right thing to do to put it out there. And but I did continue to play it at gigs, and then I've been playing it with the current band for a few years at any gig I had with them, and it just was, it sounded so good, and I felt like it was a strong song. So, it was a devastating experience to lose your first child, but it was also, you know, a beautiful time in my life living in Ecuador and all the people we met and just a wonderful cultural experience. So, you know, the groove on that is much more, it's not an Ecuadorian music. You know, I would have had to have like the flutes and everything to make it sound more like Ecuadorian music, but, or Andean music. It's got a little bit more of that like vibe that Willie Nelson's Teatro album has, but that just felt, that was just more of my vibe to give it. So I just love how that one turned out, and I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, so let's listen to that song now. It's called Quito, It's off the album Cut Flowers by Sarah Streights. That's a song called Quito. It's off an album Cut Flowers by Sarah Streights, Twin Cities musician. And we're talking to Sarah today. Sarah, that song has so much meaning and strength in it. And I'm glad to hear you say that you feel like it's a strong song, because it certainly is. And as a parent, it's just kind of heart-wrenching. But it gives, I think what you said is that people, the reason to play it is because it's a strong song. I'm sure people have reacted pretty dramatically to that. Have you had some great comments about that?
Well, we'll see. You know, the record is just out. So I guess along the way, like at gigs, people always comment and like that song. And on the album cover art, the back cover is like a cemetery. And, the front cover is kind of about life and death, and so is the back. So that idea, you know, you take your life is your life and there's death, but it's all kind of one. Even with a record, as soon as you record the songs, there's a little bit of a death after you've put them down like that. And then you put out the record, sort of a death, but there's a life and you move on. I don't know. So that song, it's about just how, you know, there's no death can be celebrated. You can look back on it with fun. You can look back on something and not just feel sadness. So I hope that song, it gives that, how sad it something like that is to lose a child, but also that there's hope and then the idea that music keeps you going. Music is life and all of that. So
yeah, that's great. You have you're married and you have four kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how is that going during COVID?
Well, one is just went to Taiwan to do her master's degree in Chinese culture and language. So she was stuck here for a little while in between. But now she's gone, and then I have another older child who's out of the nest. But we've got two at home doing their Zoom schooling, and it's, you know. So I think it would be a lot harder if they were a little bit younger. We're as it is for most people, you're getting pretty cozy with your own family.
Yeah,
you know,
that's for sure.
It's every meal is eaten together, and every night is spent together, pretty much. So. But we're making the best of it.
That's good. Well, I look forward to the time when you can maybe come up this direction and we can meet you in person. Otherwise, just so you can get back out there and do gigs as you have been. I know this is such a crazy time for artists. Are you doing any kind of music other than at home? Are you just staying home?
I'm really not. You know, there's just really not a lot of opportunity. And some of my, I just, to be totally safe, I just am not really comfortable. I have to sometimes see my elderly parents and, mm-hmm. and just the whole thing. If you were to get it and be a silent spreader, it's just too daunting. So, you know, if the right opportunity came up, I might be able to do something. But as of now, I'm just kind of, you know, hunkering in, starting to write some new songs. And I hope that day for live music comes sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we do too. So thank you so much. We're talking with Sarah Streights. She has a new album out called Cut Flowers. It's available on all streaming services today. And you can go to Bandcamp and get a physical copy. And we hope you will. Sarah Streights, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you so much for having me.